You can find us at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. Check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Is this the real birth? Is it nativity? Caught in a census in the town of his ancestry. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see.
He's just a poor boy, foretold by prophecy.
Because the wise men come, wise men go, angels high, shepherds low.
This is how God's love shows.
It's a wondrous to me.
Mary just got the word. The angel did appear, but he told her not to fear. Mary, now it's just begun.
Shepherds watch over their flocks at night time.
Angels shine like lightning, very, very frightening.
Peace on earth, peace on earth, unto you is born this day.
He's the shepherd, nobody loves me.
He's just a shepherd from a far family. Angels that go to the stable and see.
Wise men come, wise men go, will Herod let him live? Mary Joseph,
Mary Joseph, better go to Egypt now. Gonna save your son who paid for me.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who? Listen.
dance with you every night through the long commuter fight, and in the morning with your toast and mama lady. Oh,
John,
what is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo!
I think I heard of that.
Call the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. China just announcing in the trade ceasefire with Washington the suspension of a 25% penalty tariff on U.S.-made autos. The president talking trade tensions yesterday.
We're going to work a fantastic deal for both countries, but a fantastic deal for us. We're going to get China to open up.
In an interview with Fox's Harris Faulkner during Outnumbered Overtime, the French Christmas market site of a terror attack reopening the day after the suspect is killed in a shootout with police.
Sharif Shakat died in a hail of police bullets. On Tuesday night, after killing three and wounding others in the center of Strasbourg, Shakat had hijacked a taxi and been driven to a suburb in the south of the city. The driver reported he'd been wounded in the arm in an earlier exchange of gunfire with police.
Sky News' Ian Woods. Shakat came out of hiding in that suburb, was spotted by police, and shot dead. This is Fox News.
There's even more to look forward to.
Here comes Heart Attack. Here comes Heart Attack right on Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve is the most popular time for cardiac arrest.
He's clutching his chest. There's pain in his arm. The look on his face is horrified alarm. Someone call 911 right now.
Hey, Auntie Rose, 70 years of your fruitcake finally caught up with him.
Do you hear what I hear?
Of this Christmas are silver, gold, and code blue.
Hark, the doctor's calling.
Clear! It's a Heart Attack Christmas.
He's gonna pull through.
Now streaming.
Christmas is coming at us like a runaway freight train. Greg Budell, I understand you're about to go nuts trying to get ready for Christmas.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho.
Jay Scott, I know you're sort of a homebody. Where would you rather be than at the mall Christmas shopping? Emily Hayes, it seems as though there's a Santa on every street corner. Have you found one that's your favorite?
Yeah, I know they all look alike.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog, when you went to see Santa, what did you have to say to him?
Yo, man, can I have some chicken?
And Rich Thomas, I heard that one year you went to see Santa, and he had an elf with him named Jim. And you actually gave Jim a wedgie, and then for Christmas you got coal in your stocking. What did you learn from that?
You don't mess around with Jim.
Oh, and Rich, before we go, How about a quick weather report?
Fog as thick as peanut butter.
You mean pea soup.
You eat what you like, or I'll eat what I like.
Stand by for three men and a lady.
I guess the big question is, have they been good or bad this year?
Bad!
That settles that. Three men and a lady at 6:10 with Jay Scott, Emily Hayes.
Yay, fun!
And the occasionally important Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
It's been raining on and off. I've been up since 1:30. It's been raining on and off all night long, mostly on. And I see a new surge of showers coming in now from the west and southwest across the area. So showers will be likely today. Can't rule out a few rumbles of thunder later on. A breezy day. It's not going to rain all the time. High today around 67. That's not bad in December. The risk of showers at parade time this evening, I've got it around 50-50. Because our crew has been asking that question. We're going to be in the parade tonight. Overnight low temperature tonight, 48. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. Lots of things going on. Christmas on the Coosa all day long. Rain chances, not zero, but only around 20%. And then we got the nationally televised Camellia Bowl kickoff, 4:30. High tomorrow, 57. Sunday, partly sunny with a high around 59. And that starts a string of days that are going to be pretty nice and amazingly mild. We're getting into that period of time where winter is going to be turned off just like a light switch. I'm glad that light switch is on.
Yeah. I'll jinx it.
Okay, extended period of really nice weather coming up with temperatures reaching the low 60s as we get into the early part of next week. What was that I just saw? Get that stuff off the screen.
I didn't know what it was going to be.
I didn't see it.
Hey.
Good thing.
You're
not married yet.
It was not.
Whoa, now.
It was not Disney, I can tell you that. Right now, this morning.
It may have been Dumbo.
I'm really glad I didn't see whatever it was.
I edited what I was going to say. East winds at 11 miles per hour. Cloudy skies, drizzle in the area. It's 57 now. At 6:12.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
Did you get your notification that your BarkBox has shipped?
I got that notification yesterday. So here's what I'm going to do. Don't tell her. I'm going to put it aside, and it'll be revealed around Christmas time with some other gifts. Other gifts. So she's going to get a delayed BarkBox.
Hey, I've noticed this trend of anytime I have to do something wedding-wise, like the last few big wedding things I've had to do, it's been rainy, and it frightens me that it may rain on...
You know...
It doesn't mean anything.
I wouldn't read a lot into that.
Well, I'm at that stage now where...
I understand.
I'm overanalyzing everything when I'm not medicated.
You shouldn't do that.
Look at me, you know? Everything that we needed to go perfectly for Janelle did. And we all saw that worked out. So don't read anything into that. It's not a harbinger. It is not a foreteller of doom or anything else.
It rains.
Maybe that's a good sign.
Yeah, I have to pick up my dress today. From the final.
I would make sure it's in a plastic bag of some type.
I know it's going to rain. That's what I'm saying. Every time I have to do something with that dress, it's raining.
It's 1,800ths of an inch at my place before I left this morning.
I've had a total of 0.30. The airport's had 0.29.
When Mrs. Brutabuttle is up, I'll have her.
It's the 24-hour skit. Yeah.
Yes. 0.04 last night. I had to, every once in a while, I got to go out there and whack the pole that the ring gauge is on.
I can't.
Is that what we were just looking at?
What did y'all see?
It was an email. How was it labeled?
I want to know.
Obviously, it says, "Congratulations, Greg Budell." And the subject matter says, "Thank you."
Yeah.
And then when I opened it up, it was a GIF that was giving.
No. Yes.
I mean, I'm trying to describe it in the most family-friendly way possible. I have no idea where that came from.
Well, let's just switch to breakfast because the sausages are great.
Thanks. I was in and out of the house frequently this morning trying to get those just right. And
they were excellent. What a great breakfast. They ask me about it on TV every morning, so the entire Central and South Alabama find out about it at 5:50, what we are having.
Kanaka sausage, hash brown casserole.
Oh, and the best.
Scrambled eggs.
Creamy scrambled eggs.
It is 6:15. Mm-hmm. We have your local news coming up and our most electrifying story of the day. Quick reminder, they open at 7 o'clock this morning. Lewis Lawn may have a gift idea or two. I keep mentioning this one item that I think is very handy for not just the do-it-yourselfer, but if you want to tidy up a yard and the wind has blown something behind a thorny bush. You know, getting behind that kind of stuff, it's not a matter of age. It's a matter of, do I want to get ripped to shreds by the thorns and the stuff that grows on a lot of the shrubbery? And they have a stainless steel grabber at Lewis Lawn that's about 3 feet long. I've had mine for 7 years, and it is, I even use it as a discipline thing with the dogs. Because if they get too rowdy, I'll take it and I'll snap it like it's got a mouth, you know?
Right.
They back off. Hershey sometimes tries to attack it. But we have fun with it too, so it's a little entertainment toy. That's something that anybody can use because you gets into places that are just tough to reach without assistance or using ladders and stuff. Forget it. It's just real handy. Because it's so long, it's not one of those, like, I'm too old and creaky to bend down and pick it up off the floor things. If you need a new mower, blower, pressure washer, all the 2018 equipment needs to be moved out. Chad Sasser will be turning the key at Lewis Lawn in about 44 minutes. He's the guy that tracks all the manufacturers' special, get you the best deal possible, help arrange financing if necessary. On whatever it is you're interested in, anything you purchase there can be brought back there for service or maintenance. Your warranty actually means something. You buy at a box store and you get an 800 number to call, and good luck. Lewis Lawn, fantastic local business with great people to take good care of you. 1135 Northeastern Bypass, open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. And their number is 244-9191. At 617, news, and then our most electrifying story of the day.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police say they responded to four bomb threats Thursday. One threat led to temporary evacuations at Auburn University at Montgomery. All of the threats have now been cleared. Numerous bomb threats were reported in cities across the country. Montgomery police are investigating a shooting that left a woman dead. Police say this happened around 2:15 Thursday afternoon in the 1500 block of South Court Street. If you can help police find the shooter, make sure you call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. And Montgomery Mayor Todd Strange says that the city's recycling plant is set to reopen on January 7th. Mayor Strange says that the plant will operate just as it did when it closed down in October of 2015. The plant is already slowly accepting some trash to test its machinery. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hi, this is Jan from Jan's Beach House. We opened 6 years ago and have always used Blue Water Broadcasting for our advertising. Rick and his staff are the best, and they're so easy to work with. Their advertising works.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Hello, Mike here, wishing you a Merry Christmas from Capital City Ace Hardware. This time of year is perfect for gathering and grilling. For a limited time, we have an incredible bundle sale on our large and extra large Big Green Eggs, with over $300 savings on either size. Now is the time to buy a Big Green Egg as a gift or keep it for yourself. This package deal is too good to miss out on. So come and see us over at Capital City Ace Hardware at 3215 Taylor Road in Montgomery.
You can
can be confident that Stone Images Photography will capture your special occasions this year. Holiday engagements, planning a wedding, Stone Images Photography has you covered. For over 20 years, Heath and Amy Stone have established trust throughout the River Region. Depend on them to document your story so that it can be told for generations. Visit heathstone.us to view their portfolio or call 467-1900 today. Award-winning photography, first-rate customer service, Stone Images Photography, where quality and value meet.
Guys, we made it to the weekend. Yeah.
This is going to be good.
Happy Friday, everybody.
Okay, let's go have some fun.
I know you want to have a good time, and so do I, but we've got to get this under control.
Celebrate good times. Come on!
Ain't looking for nothing but a good time, and it don't get better than this.
I, for one, am having an absolute ball.
He wanted to have a good time, so I showed him.
Such a good time.
You need to learn how to have a good time.
Bloody good time.
I feel like a new man, like I'm reborn.
Let the good times roll.
Mr. Electric presents three men and a lady's most electrifying story of the morning. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news is Greg Budell.
You know that old saying that runs downhill?
Mm-hmm.
Well, a lot of stuff that starts in California works its way eastward, and they are passing a law that will tax text messages.
No.
Oh,
It sounds like one of these...
It's not.
It's not really going to happen.
No. There's obviously been an outcry, but what haven't they taxed? Do you know that gas in California right now is over $4.50 a gallon?
What?
And we're paying under $2 here, and you know why? Because they tax the crap out of everything to pay for their expensive habits.
Well,
Hi, it's Jessica. So, California is totally going to start taxing our text messages. So, I'm here as class president of our new lobby group called WTF, which stands for Why Tax Phones. They say they want to, help fund phone service for poor people. Poor people don't need phones. It's not like they're doing anything on a Friday night. Oh, hey, Becky, want to go to the mall? Oh, right. You're poor. Stop making life miserable for the rest of us. Because ultimately, taxation creates market distortion and results in economic inefficiency unless there are externalities associated with the activities that are taxed that need to be internalized to reach an efficient market outcome. Thank you. Next. Donate to WTF. Bye.
WTF. Why tax phones?
I thought that stood for what the...
If they tax text messages, first of all, I am...
That's California now. That's California.
I know.
I'm chapter 11.
But that state has major issues with underfunded pensions, and, they throw the door open and welcome everybody in and take care of them, and that costs money.
Okay, so you tax cigarettes because of the cancer thing.
Yes.
And you're trying to discourage it, but... Does texting cause cancer?
According to Dr. Jeff Pasley, it can jack up your neck the way kids are looking down at their phones.
No, that's a fact.
But that's screen time, not just text messages.
There are a lot of issues with kids that are getting scoliosis and neck issues because they're always like this. And your head is supposed to be like this.
Yeah, he says stuff that he has that he normally sees in people 20 and 30 years older. Or it's presenting way earlier.
Coming up in the Chief of Trash, he will let you know he's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It's a joke.
Yeah, but the zombies are, that's okay.
Yeah.
The zombies are good.
But if the zombies are in with three or four hits, why is Stick sitting on the outside looking in?
I understand.
And last I checked, Janet Jackson didn't do too many rock and roll hits, but...
Preaching to the choir
here. If you're going to do that, then give it a different name. Don't call it the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and then put Janet Jackson in there, along with some of the others. They have no business being anywhere near it.
It is a cool place to visit, though.
Thank you, Montgomery Paint and Body. My car looks like... It looks even better than the day I picked it up at Jack Ingram. I had a little scratch. You know, it was when that, remember the deer that, you know, came flying down the driveway and I bumped my neighbor's car? Well, Donnie Turner and MPB fixed my neighbor's car. In fact, he and Donnie are friends. Mm-hmm. So, and Donnie sent me pictures in his car. I still feel bad and guilty, but at least it's taken care of. And I had a little black mark. My fender wasn't needing replacement or anything, but it was scratched. So, but I didn't bring it over for that. I said a couple of other minor issues, and I want to pay to get it detailed for my trip to Florida. Right. So my daughter doesn't think that I'm a pig based on the interior of my car.
Riding around with a chocolate pot.
Well, I bring a lot of food back and forth, and you know, I drink these big coffees, and they occasionally slosh. Yeah. So, but I could not believe it. In less than a day, not only was it detailed to perfection, but they buffed out that issue on the back right bumper, and you'd never know anything happened. I was shocked. I can't say I'm surprised because they do such great work, but they did it in a day. And man, Donnie, I so appreciate that, but that's what you can expect from Montgomery Paint and Body. The best effort and an outcome. They will not return your car to you until it's passed every single test. It's got to look as good as new, maybe better, or they won't call you until it is. Their number's 27 Wreck with the WMPB with three decades of service to the River Region. And they're on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. We'll see who needs them right now with our first traffic update. Then we come back with the timeline for December the 14th already.
We're in the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center watching the roads for you this morning, and school buses, those are out there. Of course, you know that. Watch out for them. As far as major accidents go, we're still looking good. Interstate's doing fine. I don't see anything to send you on to an alternate route. That boss, he's waiting for you. Big old smiling face. Yeah, right. Happy holidays from Trenum State Community College. Spring semester classes, they begin January 9th. Registration, it'll be January 7th and 8th. Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch.
It sounds simple, and you hear it often, but if you enjoy holiday cheer in the form of alcohol, please don't drink and drive. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you safe this holiday season.
The best wishes come true at the Mercedes-Benz Winter Event. Exceptional offers on all new and used Mercedes-Benz models. The lowest prices of the year at Jack Ingram Motors in Montgomery, your local Mercedes-Benz dealer. The best year-end offers. It's the holiday event you don't want to miss. Meet the new Mercedes-Benz team and take advantage of fantastic new car prices, like the popular Mercedes-Benz GLC SUV or E-Class sedan. The Mercedes-Benz Winter Event at Jack Ingram Motors in Montgomery. It's time to love what you drive.
Oh, hey, honey!
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing, and she loves it. With five kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers, and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available, it's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
A step ahead of you, dear. Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
Autauga Off-Road is your local trusted source for all your towing and off-road accessories. We carry all the brands, Poison Spider, Weston, Warn, WeatherTech, Iron Cross, Ranch Hand, Bombshell, Bilstein, Curt, Trimax, and many more. We also have a huge rim and tire selection. So for your truck, Jeep, or SUV, it's got to be Autauga Off-Road, located next to AutoSave Tire and Auto in Prattville, Alabama, or call 365-5808. Merry Christmas from Autauga Off-Road, outfitting America's vehicles.
A new production of The Sound of Music, the most popular American musical of all time, premieres at the Alabama Shakespeare Festival, November 15th through December 30th. This delightful family musical will enchant audiences with its Tony and Grammy Award-winning best score, featuring songs such as my favorite things, Do Re Mi, and Climb Every Mountain. Don't miss this special event at the Alabama Shakespeare Festival. Get your tickets at asf.net today.
When it comes to trucks, I say the bigger the better. But when it comes to my truck payment, well, that's another story. A buddy told me he found the lowest rates in auto loans at ASE Credit Union. Anyone can walk in and apply or give them a call. And ASE makes their decisions locally, which makes getting a loan faster and easier. I don't need the approval of some national bank. I'll keep my business and my truck right here in Alabama. It's your life. ASE is your credit union. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey, re-gifter, isn't that the mixer that you got for me? Specially, I bought it off late night TV. Hey, re-gifter, I'm so mad, mister. Did you think that I'd forget?
With the timeline for the 14th of December, 2018. Here is your host, Rich Thomas.
The 348th day of the year with only 17 days now remaining. WLS, National Bouillabaisse Day.
Bouillabaisse.
I know, and I said it a thousand times.
I can't
morning.
Say Worcestershire. Sure.
Worcestershire.
Worcestershire.
Remember the Stooges?
Yeah.
That?
I can't
say Worcestershire.
Why do we remember that stuff?
It's National Salesperson Day.
Oh, well, let's salute our sales folk, starting with the Mothra twins. That's Cheryl and Jane, and Jerome, and of course, let's not forget Jennifer
Roy,
who runs the whole group.
Dr. Sam.
Dr. Sam.
Presenting Dr. a package Boston, to some people.
Please clap.
That's the salesperson day.
And Jerome, the genome.
This part of the timeline has been brought to you by... Oh, I'm sorry. It's official Lost and Found Day, and I'm not sure what that means. And attention, Joey, it's Yoga Day. This is usually the hour he does his yoga.
Well, he said he's got a faulty yoga mat right now.
Oh,
what? Worn a hole in it or something.
I was
going
to say, with the batteries.
A faulty yoga mat.
It was working, and then the batteries went out. And
well, you know.
1920, Jack Dempsey KOs Bill Brennan in 12 for the heavyweight boxing title in New York City. 1946, the UN General Assembly votes to establish New York City as the UN's headquarters. 48 years ago, 1970, the holiday classic Santa Claus is Coming to Town aired for the first time. And the story of Kris Kringle, who became Santa Claus. Mickey Rooney is the voice of Chris. Fred Astaire is the narrator. Now, our song of the day, take two, because we tried to intro into it yesterday, and I had the wrong song. I was all messed up. Oh, it was the Christmas party the night before.
It's totally okay.
You can bet money that this is the biggest hit ever to come out of this country. The year is 1970. Number one record in seven countries around the world, including the U.S., from a Danish band called Shocking Blue. Give me that first hook! Yay! Yay! How many Danish hit songs can you name? Well, I'm Your Venus for At Your Desire.
WLS, at least, that was the first number one song of the 70s.
Very interesting.
I remember because, you know, lyrics, most of us had crappy AM radios.
Mm-hmm.
And my first wife's mother said, what's that song that's on the radio where they're singing about P-E-N-I-S?
It's...
Venus. Well, it sounds like the other word.
Second from the sun.
But I thought that was hysterical.
Interesting.
Estelle.
Well, I bet WLS played this song, too. 1974 on this date, Lady debuts in the top 40 by Styx.
Styx.
Yeah.
Styx.
Yes.
We don't have time. I used to work for them.
I'd love to hear this story someday if we get a chance. 39 years ago, 1979, Steve Martin, the jerk, released.
I went out to see it the day of debut because I was such a Steve Martin fan, and I left the theater very disappointed.
He's so excited when the phone books come in.
There were a few moments, but yeah. God, it was just...
You know, I love when she's reading his letters back. 27 years ago, 1991, Michael Jackson's Dangerous, with the hit Black and White, debuted number one on Billboard charts. Boy, I saw a special on Reels channel about his decline. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. He ended up $500,000 in the red.
Oh.
I beg your pardon. $500 million. $500 million.
Good Lord.
In the
Michael
red.
Did.
Yeah, but... he did very well after he died because he wasn't spending money anymore, and so he's now one of the richest
dead. How do you spend that much, though?
It's just crazy. You got to see this special. It's on Reels. 19 years ago in 1999, Peanuts genius Charles Schulz announced he was retiring and the comic strip after 50 years and his last original Peanuts comic strip, published on February 13, 2000, the day before he died. Or actually, he died the day before. Colon cancer. 18 years ago in 2000, AOL and Time Warner merged in a deal worth $111 billion. Time Warner spun off AOL. Everybody wants to spin off AOL.
Hate AOL.
Yeah, I know.
I'm stuck.
I got to, well, you know. 10 years ago in 2008, President George Bush made his fourth and final planned trip to Iraq as president, almost struck by two shoes that were thrown at him by an Iraqi journalist during a farewell conference in Baghdad. Birthdays today. Pop star Tori Kelly is 26. Bill Buckner is 69 today. He played 22 seasons in Major League, but he's only remembered for one thing. He let a Mookie Wilson ground ball roll through his legs and thus costing the Red Sox the 1986 World Series.
I have a secondhand Bill Buckner story when we have time. Remind
sure.
me.
But, you know, they've come back to life.
Oh, well, now
they've
won,
now
that they've four won. World Series. Yeah. That's long forgotten.
They brought him back out, and everything's okay now. Dee Wallace is 70. That's Elliot's mom in E.T., the extraterrestrial. Hal Williams is 80 today. He was on a bunch of shows, including Sanford and Son and Lester and 227. Patty Duke would have had a birthday today. She died in 2016. What was her song? What was her big hit song? Don't ask me what to do.
That's Lizzie Gore.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember Patty Duke.
Patty Duke had a song. She had a song. I'll get it in a second here. I'll look it up. Nostradamus would have had a birthday today. You may have known that. Did you know that in advance?
He lives down in my house as Nostradamus.
Yes.
Predictor of weather.
Super Doppler predictor. Yes. 1566, he died. French physician, astrologer, and a prophet. We are 7 days till the winter solstice. In other words, the days get shorter for 7 more days, then they start getting longer. 11 days till Christmas, 17 days till New Year's Eve, just 42 days now to the RR Royal Wedding, 60 days till Pitchers and Catchers Report, and 61 days till Valentine's. That's the timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
I just posted the latest radar on Facebook and Twitter. There's a lot of rain on the radar this morning, and if it's not running at your house now, it will. Showers, we'll be in and out of showers today. Can't rule out a few rumbles of thunder later on. So carry the umbrella. Breezy today. With a high temperature around 67, it won't rain all the time. Risk of showers for the parade tonight is about 50-50. Overnight low of 48. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. The rain chances are not zero, but only about 20% tomorrow. High 57. Up to 59 Sunday, partly sunny. Up to the low 60s Monday and Tuesday. Lots of sun and an extended period of winterless weather. In other words, You can put away the heavy coats and the jackets and the gloves for a while. We're not going to need them for at least a week, maybe longer. Right now, this morning, we have cloudy skies, east winds at 11 miles per hour, temperature 57, with drizzle in the area 639.
At Sage Legacy Council, we help families by protecting the assets of loved ones in a nursing home or those in need of long-term care. Call 649-4911. That's 649-4911.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
I bet you can't say that fast again.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Live from Montgomery, it's the all-new Rising at 6 on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Time now is 6:40. Even if you love the holidays, there's a part of you that hates all the stress that comes with them.
Yes, 88% of us find the holidays stressful. That's according to a new poll. And the average couple will have 7 holiday-related fights before the holidays are over.
I wonder what the other 12%, what they think of it, if it's not stressful to them. I don't know. A lot to talk about. Let's hear from the morning show at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey. Yeah, I think one of the issues in each of my 4 marriages is, you know, where we're going to spend... That's funny.
You know, Ryan laughed first.
Thank you. I love it. I remember my first Christmas with a serious girlfriend. Mm-hmm. Her family celebrated on Christmas Eve. Our family, we did everything on Christmas Day. Right. So it was the first time I had been able to celebrate both days. And that worked out. Most of the time it has. But what you got to do, guys, is spoil your wife so nothing becomes an issue. You got to treat her like a queen, a goddess, like I do mine. Back to you, Jay.
19 minutes now before 7. Back to me. I have no problem with the holidays. As far as getting in fights or things like that,
stress levels low.
Yeah. Let alone. Yeah. I have no problem. Yeah. It doesn't bother me at all.
Yeah. See, I've grown up prepared for having to shuffle around on the holidays because my parents divorced when I was young, mm-hmm. remarried when I was young. So it's, been mom's side of the family and then Danny's side of the family, and then we go see Daddy and his side of the family, yeah. and then my stepmom's side of the family, and I'm just used to...
This is a family tree that will grow through the ceiling of the studio in about 30 seconds.
I never had to deal with multiple holidays. Right. We always had Christmas Day at our house, and it was just...
It's worked out this year now that all of the kids are adults as far as, like, mom and Danny are concerned. Mm-hmm. Everybody's coming to our house for a Christmas brunch on the 22nd.
What about you and fiancé now? How have you worked that out with his family?
His family is all local. So we're doing this on the 22nd with my family, and then on the 23rd we do his family's party.
So you're really doing the 12 days of Christmas because you have that much family.
Well, see, I'm used to that. That's normal to me. It's not like everybody else. It's like, just going to go over here and have dinner and be done with it. It's like extended celebrations for a week. That's what I'm used to.
Yeah, well, what about you guys? Stressful?
I don't know if this was a trick or what, but my fiance, she told me that we're not doing presents for Christmas because we're raising money for a half marathon that we're running next year. And so now I'm starting to think this might lead to a holiday fight when she's upset that she didn't get any presents from me.
Don't you fall for that.
Hold it. Emergency.
Overachieving fiance, emergency. I'm telling you.
Breaking news here. When a woman says, "Don't get me a gift," that means get me a gift. ever.
Okay, sure.
That means get me a gift, but you might not get one.
That's fine. But
No,
you got to do something.
We're raising money for our wedding. Everything we're doing is paying for our wedding. So we haven't talked about gifts or anything. Mm-hmm. Our gift to each other will be a very fantastic wedding.
Incredible.
Roll Tide.
That makes everything better.
That's a punctuation mark for Emily. Yeah. It really is. Right. How you doing? I'm good. Roll Tide. Yeah. That's the way it is.
Yeah, right. It's very painful.
I'm sorry, Rich.
What did you get Bailey for Christmas this year?
Bailey's getting, I just found out the Bark Box has shipped. So guess what? That's going to go on the shelf until...
very smart, yes. Ours is supposed to arrive this weekend. Yeah. That's amazing how many people. That's a great gift to give somebody Bark who Box. Has a dog that they love.
It's a subscription. It comes. It's the happiest day of the month.
It is. That's he is
for
not
your
making
dog.
That up.
Yep,
yeah.
Right. Yeah. For us too, because I mean.
No, they send
the way they love it.
Healthy treats. Yeah. They love the toys. Yeah, it's a big deal.
Okay, there you go.
I think Summit has a calendar because she knows the day that her bark box is supposed to be delivered before I
Great. Your change.
Yeah. She sits a lot. Yes. She looks at me.
She's well behaved.
Doesn't wake me up in the middle of the night.
I think they put scent on the box too because she knows.
They know.
Knows.
They know it's for them. That's they absolutely right. do, yeah. Used to be the male
people. All right, guys. Well, no holiday fighting here, but we will just talk to you guys on Monday. Hope you have a great weekend.
It's over
just
see you later.
Like that.
It's over.
Done.
Yeah, we're all done.
We're done.
Oh, don't be sad.
If you want to hear more from the morning show, you can tune into News Talk 93.1 every weekday starting at 6.
Well, we've had a fun week with them.
Yeah. I need to tell them the producer volume is way down.
yeah.
I didn't hear the rap.
We didn't
hear that. We could do it. Do we have it? I think I had it in the system. A song by the Jaggers.
Oh, yeah, the rapper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that my little first wife that I mentioned there, and that first Christmas, she wanted me to pick up a copy of that record for her, and she spelled it with a W, and I thought, that's the cutest thing.
Oh, the rapper.
Well, it's in here, but I can't abscess it, so what the heck? What are you going to do? You know what I'm saying? All right, so we have the Cheap and Trashy coming up. A couple of movie trailers opening this weekend. But first, let's hit the Traffic Dungeon. Brought to you by... They'll be my first two guests on January 2th next year on Happy Hour in the Afternoon. Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson.
Traffic is brought to you by Delk and Tomlinson, men's rights attorneys. Contact them at 819-4810. Delk and Tomlinson, making men matter.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, 65 and 85 doing okay at this second, but we do have a minor accident on the ramp from the North Boulevard to 65 South. Authorities are on the scene. Should have that out of the way here in the next few minutes. It's not going to slow you down. Southern Boulevard at the truck stops doing okay. All specially marked jewelry is 25% off and pearls 35% off at Harold's Fine Jewelry. Harold's Fine Jewelry, they're moving. You can save just in time for Christmas. I'm Jerry Howell from Montgomery Skywatch.
It sounds simple, and you hear it often, but if you enjoy holiday cheer in the form of alcohol, please don't drink and drive. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you safe this holiday season.
Today's show is brought to you by the smell of Cinnabon at the mall. Don't give in to the temptation. It's the only treat you can actually feel make its way through your intestines.
Hi, I'm John Schmidt, and I have some good news for you today. We can choose to give peace and goodwill this Christmas, even if others don't give them back. According to the Gospel of Luke, on the first Christmas, a choir of angels celebrated Jesus' birth by singing, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." Sadly, all it takes is a trip to the mall parking lot to realize that many people aren't doling out a lot of peace and goodwill this Christmas season. But what about me? In Romans 12, the Apostle Paul said, "If it's possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Don't let evil conquer you, but conquer evil by doing good." Look, I can't control the attitudes of others, but I can control my attitude. So what if this Christmas, I choose to be kind to others, whether or not they're kind to me? What if I respond to rudeness with kindness? Then I'll be giving two gifts everyone wants this Christmas, peace and goodwill. And that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, the senior pastor of CenterPoint, centeringlives.com.
Stack 'em up. That's right, Lyle from Marguerite's here, and this season the stacking rings are really, really popular. Benji has designed a beautiful single-row gemstone stacking ring for just $249. Unbelievable price. We're talking about sapphires, white sapphires, rubies, amethyst, garnets, onyx, orange sapphires, anything you can think of almost, we have in stacking rings. But either come in early and get them ordered. White, yellow, rose, gold, $249 apiece, or three for $700 only at Marguerite's in the Peppertree Shops. Thank you.
Happy holidays from your friends at Wholesale Hunter. The folks at Wholesale Hunter on Fire Tower Road and Highway 14 express their sincerest thanks for your loyalty and goodwill throughout the year. Happy holidays from Wholesale Hunter.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Hey, River Region, Dave Ramsey here. The thing about Christmas is it's the same time every year. This means you have absolutely no excuse not to plan ahead and budget for gifts. I recommend you visit my friends at Southern Homes and Gardens, Alabama's premier Christmas store. Southern Homes and Gardens is locally owned and operated for over 38 years, and they carry a huge variety of long-lasting, lifelike Christmas trees, always 50% off. You can also get gorgeous poinsettias and holiday greenhouse favorites for your gift buying. They have a wide selection of budget-friendly pre-wrapped gifts, plus an endless selection of store-wide gift specials, up to 50% off and on-site personalization. Choose from exquisite decor and hundreds of ornaments. So visit Southern Homes and Gardens today. Call 334-387-0440. Or visit southernhomesandgardens.com. Tell them Dave sent you.
This is Rick Peters, owner and manager of Blue Water Broadcasting, and I want to take a moment to wish you and yours a very Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays from all of us at Blue Water Broadcasting.
There's just a few days left till Christmas.
And let's begin to keep it trashy with the movies, the big ones opening this weekend.
Now open, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. A whole bunch of different Spider-Men in one place fighting each other. It's just like being in Times Square. Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, now open.
And this one.
Clint Eastwood is running drugs for the cartel in The Mule. Watch as this 88-year-old man leads a riveting 8-mile-per-hour car chase with his left turn signal on. The Mule, now showing.
Actually, that movie sounds interesting. Clint Eastwood can still make a good film.
I saw a trailer for it last night. I hadn't seen one for it yet.
He looks old.
Well, that's the truth. Bless him.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame class of 2019 includes Stevie Nicks. Absolutely deserves to be in there.
Yep. She's already in there with Fleetwood Mac, but
yeah. So Janet Jackson. Sorry.
It's okay.
Radiohead. The Cure.
I'm fine with Radiohead being in there, but Radiohead doesn't care. So, you know.
Well, a lot of the true rock and roll artists don't, because they have turned this into a...
Well, Radiohead has said, you know...
An inclusive...
They've said that, you know, it's a uniquely American thing, which I think is code for we're British and don't really care if we're included or not.
And I have never really asked Jay Wyan a couple of times I've seen him how he feels about Styx not being in there. But...
that's a travesty. And that bands like the Moody Blues had to wait till last year. You know, ridiculous. Jerry Seinfeld says the Oscars screwed themselves when they dumped Kevin Hart, giving him an ultimatum. Kevin's in a position, because he's a brilliant comedian, to kind of decide what he wants to do. He doesn't have to step down, but he can. And when you look at that situation, well, who got screwed in that deal? The Academy. I think Kevin's going to be fine. But finding another Kevin Hart, that's not so easy. And really, who is, you know, when you look at whoever they pick, the scrutiny that's going to go with it.
Yeah.
Who wants that job?
Who? I really, I wouldn't.
I mean, I'll go do it, I guess.
It pays well.
Dax Shepard is denying that he cheated on Kristen Bell, text me Merry Christmas, with Mary Poppins' granddaughter. Katie Edwards is actually the step-granddaughter of Julie Andrews, and she came forward with some pictures of herself making out with this guy in public. She claims they were from 2009, when he was already with Kristen, and she says she and Dax.
What is the point of bringing that up way after the fact, you know?
I don't know. It's in the cheap and trashy, and because it involved Mary Poppins, I felt it was newsworthy.
Well,
I have to make these decisions on the fly sometimes. All right, we have another apology. This time it's Miss USA.
Oh.
Sarah Rose Summers had to apologize after being caught on video making allegedly insensitive comments about Asian contestants at the Miss Universe pageant, but they really weren't that bad. First, she mimicked how Miss Vietnam pretends to understand people, but really doesn't because her English isn't that good. She also called her so cute, and that word that Rich loves,
adorable.
Yeah.
Ooh, I saw the update commercial for that, by the way.
She said that Miss Cambodia speaks no English and there's nobody else at the pageant who speaks her language. She said, can you imagine? That would be so isolating and confusing all the time. Poor Cambodia. That's...
It says, it doesn't sound like she said anything with any kind of hateful intent.
This should tell you...
You can't say anything.
You can't say anything, and you know what? And there's a congressman in California, Ted Lieu, he says, I would love to be able to control the content of people's speech, but the First Amendment gets in the way. When you've got people who are elected to Congress who are disrespecting the thing that this country was founded on to that level, that's frightening beyond my ability to describe it, because there are more who feel the same way. And if they can't pass a law, they'll take away your job or whatever you got. Worst movie of the year, according to Rolling Stone, The Hurricane Heist. I didn't see that. It's about bad guys who use the weather to rob a bunch of money and a good guy who uses the weather to fight the bad guys.
Oh.
Stars Jamie Foxx and Rich Thomas.
there's a movie on this weekend that you need to see, though. It's about the tornado that could have saved America. You know what tornado we're talking about? The one when the British were attacking Washington, D.C. Burning down everything, and then a tornado came up and made them stop and go away.
God was on our side.
Yeah.
How about that? When is it?
It's at Sunday night.
What channel?
It's on the Weather Channel.
Really?
Yeah, it's a documentary.
Yeah, they run some good docs on the Weather Channel. That's about all I have you. Why would I want the Weather Channel? Gotti was number three. Most of them, 50 Shades Freed made the list at number 8.
Oh, man.
Oh, well, thanks for going out of your way to make sure I knew that.
I have to admit, a mistake. I thought once Roseanne left the Conners, that show would tank and bomb, but it's coming back for a second season.
Really?
Really?
It has about less than half the ratings it had when it was Roseanne, but these days, you don't have to gather much of a crowd to keep a show on a network. It's the way it is. If you are having folks over and you want to cut back on the time it takes to prepare appetizers, hors d'oeuvres, or just coming up with good stuff. For example, I've worked with a couple of big fundraisers and we've done chicken tenders.
Yeah.
And they are ready and wrapped, and 2 hours later they are still, you don't need to reheat them, they are crispy and perfect. So look at the Baumhauer's catering menu for ideas to help you get through the holidays with a little help and serve your guests the very best. This coming Wednesday night, Baumhauer's, we're having our our Knights of the Round Table Christmas party. We have some stuff to give away. We hope you come and join us for that. And we'll have more information on that on Happy Hour in the afternoon as well. Baumhauer's Victory Grill downtown, and Baumhauer's downtown now open for breakfast for the next 3 hours, 7 to 10, with Baumhauer's pancakes, your favorite breakfast meats, and typical Baumhauer-sized portions. Great place, free underground parking, you don't have to worry about getting wet. And start the day, they got 32 HD screens down there to put on whatever you want. Enjoy a nice breakfast sometime. Get off to a relaxed start to your day and beat the traffic. That's 201 Union in the RSA building on the first floor.